This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Today is Earth Day, which has deep roots in Philadelphia. The day celebrates environmental protection, a multifaceted topic Susan Phillips of WHYY's Climate Desk brings into focus for us year-round as an energy and environment reporter. This morning, Susan steps away from science and joins me to talk about thoughts and feelings about nature summed up in poetry with some of the greats. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Jennifer.
My thinking is, it is National Poetry Month and Earth Day. Why not combine the two in a conversation this morning?
That's right, Jennifer. 55 years ago, the first Earth Day took place here in Philadelphia in Fairmount Park. Very popular event. There was 20 to 40,000 people gathered in Fairmount Park for these Earth Day festivities that included the poet and writer Allen Ginsberg.
Earth pollution is mind pollution. Consciousness pollution identical with filthy sky. Dirty thoughted usury simultaneous with capitalist metal dust in watercourses. Murder of great and little fish same as self-besmirchment. Masturbatory thought control. Mace repression identical with DDT extinction of the bald eagle.
The late Allen Ginsberg on the first Earth Day, which was here in Philadelphia 55 years ago. He was known for embodying counterculture. He wrote beat literature and confessional poetry. Let's just say he never held back.
No, he didn't. But let's take a listen to a more contemporary poet, and activist Amanda Gorman. She was the first person to be named National Youth Poet Laureate. And many folks may remember that she rose to fame in 2021 for writing and delivering her poem, The Hill We Climb, at the inauguration of Joe Biden. She's also done a lot of nature poetry. Here she's performing an earlier poem of hers, Earthrise.
On Christmas Eve, 1968, astronaut Bill Anders snapped a photo of the Earth as Apollo 8 orbited the moon. Those three guys were surprised to see from their eyes a planet looked like an Earthrise, a blue orb hovering over the moon's gray horizon with deep oceans and silver skies. It was our world's first glance at itself, a first chance to see a shared reality, a declared stance, and a commonality, a glimpse into a planet's mirror. And as threats drew nearer, our own urgency became clearer as we realized that we hold nothing dearer than this floating body we all call home.
Amanda Gorman reading and performing her poem Earthrise. I'm here with Susan Phillips from our climate desk on Earth Day, pointing out poignant writings about nature. Susan, let's go way back to Leaves of Grass.
Yes, the American poet Walt Whitman. He self-published this volume of poetry back in 1855. And Walt Whitman is known as the, quote, father of free verse. So you could trace both Allen Ginsberg and Amanda Gorman's poetry all the way back to Walt Whitman, who had a local connection here, Jennifer. He lived out his final years in Camden, New Jersey. And, you know, folks can still go and tour his home there.
Can you channel your inner Walt Whitman?
I will try to channel my inner Walt Whitman.
Okay, I'd love for you to read something from Leaves of Grass.
Okay, this is a little tiny section from Sea Drift. Two feathered guests from Alabama, two together, and their nest, and four light green eggs spotted with brown. And every day, the he-bird to and fro near at hand, and every day, the she-bird crouched on her nest, silent, with bright eyes. And every day I, a curious boy, never too close, never disturbing them, cautiously peering, absorbing, translating.
Oh, I love it.
I love it, especially now when we've got lots of birds migrating into this area. And I just love that he said guests from Alabama. You know, these birds come from all over the place.
Yeah, so. A guest. Well, I found some lovely haiku by Sonia Sanchez, and I'll read a few of those. How about this one? Your limbs fly off the ground, little birds.
Staying with the bird theme.
Yeah.
Love it.
This one is interesting, a little bewildering. Blue midnight, breaths sailing on, smiling tongues. And this one, very pretty. Say no words. Time is collapsing in the woods. You know how you don't feel time in the woods?
You don't.
So Sonia Sanchez,
American poet, writer, and scholar who was a huge figure in the Black arts movement here in Germantown in Philadelphia.
Beautiful.
Susan, you brought another book of poetry with you by Denise Levertov.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites. And she was a, you know, considered a Black mountain poet, which is basically this school of poetry that, again, free verse, avant-garde, experimental. But I really like this poem, The Mockingbird of Mockingbirds. They're not the most, like, flamboyant bird, but we all hear them all the time. So I just love this little piece. A grayish bird, the size perhaps of two plump sparrows, fallen in some field, soon flattened, a dry mess of feathers. And no one knows this was a prince among his kind, virtuoso of virtuosos, lord of a thousand songs, debonair, elaborate in invention, fantasist, rival of nightingales.
Yeah.
So a lot of times we hear these birds singing. We don't know who it is.
But oftentimes it is a mockingbird.
Doing someone else's song. Well, this was great fun. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Susan Phillips of WHYY's Climate Desk on Earth Day. Maybe we should have called it Birding Day.
With a lot of bird poetry here.
Thanks again.
Thank you.